Warriors Trailblazers Western Conference Finals. It has a great ring to it. I'm Lawrence Scott. This is Warriors Sound. Game one is Tuesday night at Oracle Arena. Game two will be Thursday. Every other day will be the games in this series. And they're all 6 p.m. Pacific tip-offs as we join Tim Roy now with a little preview of the Western Conference Finals and one of the big themes heading into this, the meeting of two brothers in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, first time that's ever happened, you know, Seth and Steph. And so split loyalties for the Curry family. It's going to be a tough series for mom and dad, I think. But it'll be great fun, too. What an honor to have those two there. Quinn Cook, also a college teammate of Seth Curry. So we've got that little relationship going. Plus, you know, to me, there's so many great storylines in this series. You have Portland is having an underdog, unbelievable type of postseason. They have finally, under Terry Stotts, gotten to a conference final. First time for them in 19 years. It sounds crazy that they were such a gold standard for a long time in the NBA. And you've got Damian Lillard, who's coming to Oakland in the final year of the Warriors playing in Oakland. You have that as a backdrop. I think that's fantastic. I think it's always great to see another great player from the Bay Area thrive, and he has done that. And he's very similar in a regard to Stephen Curry, because both guys are smart enough and unselfish enough to step aside in games and moments if another player has it going. Steph Curry has done that his entire career, witness when Kevin Durant came to the Warriors, and of course just the other day, Damian Lillard did it. He was struggling in Game 7, so CJ McCollum got the call and was leading the Trailblazers in that game, and Damian Lillard didn't force shots. He didn't try to do anything spectacular. He let the game come to him. It worked out for Portland, and I think it's going to be a great series. One last thing, and that's geographic proximity, and that allows fans from both teams to catch a quick airline flight and get to the arena of the other team and enjoy the action.
This is going to be great. And you think, too, Terry Stotts, a former Warriors assistant, longtime regarded as one of the better coaches in the NBA. You had some time around him when he was here with the Warriors. Why is he so effective?
He's very effective because he doesn't ask players to do what they can't do. He doesn't have a system per se. He comes in, he sees what he has, and then he allows those players to thrive. Case in point, the Warriors like to move the ball. When they're getting 300 passes a game, that's a great thing for Golden State. Not so with Portland, because they know that they have to put McCollum and Lillard in situations where their defender gets to be on an island, if you will, and let those players go to work. It's not as drastic an ISO team as Houston. They run a lot more pick and roll, I think, than the Rockets would, but they are a team that exploits what they have and tries to make up for what they don't have in other ways. And so, yeah, Terry Stotts been around the league a long time. You know, he tutored under George Karl in Seattle, so he knows what to do with talent. He knows how to manage players, and I think that's one of his biggest strengths.
You know, we've seen the Blazers and Warriors match up in playoffs of recent past, and of course each time the Warriors getting by the Trailblazers, once a sweep, once a series that saw Stephen Curry return from injury in a really tough fought series. The teams really are very different though this time. We know what the Warriors have. We just saw an unbelievable series against the Rockets, but for folks who are tuning in and looking at what this is going to be from Portland's side, how are the Trailblazers different this time around?
Though they're different this time around, Nurkic got hurt, so they went out and got Enes Kanter. Okay, Kanter brings a series of problems to the board in that he's a very good offensive rebounder. He can get score on putbacks, and he's clever around the basket. So you have to contend with that. You have to make him defend out on the perimeter. I think the Warriors have been very good at forcing him to do that in situations past, teams past for Enes Kanter. So they have him, and they have players that are just taking a step forward. All their younger players seem to be getting a little bit better. And I have to tell you, I have been impressed a little bit at the fight that I see out of guys like Aminu and some of their wing players who have been kind of overshadowed in recent years because of their great guard play. But they've gotten some things out of those guys in this postseason. And so I think that this team mentally took a step forward this year. They rode Damian Lillard to get by Oklahoma City. And I think now they believe. And that belief will make them tough. Because it seems like about every five games against against Portland, Damian Lillard goes off and wills the Trail Blazers to a win. And so that's what the Warriors have to, I think, really be concerned with, and that is that the explosiveness of those two guards.
Last thing here, because we talked so much about the Blazers, just reflecting on this past series against the Rockets, what the Warriors are bringing to this series, what they may have learned about themselves. Yes, a championship team that showed something different in the way that they took down the Rockets in this past series. What did you take from those performances?
I took Steve Kerr managing his team and giving those players a vote of confidence, where in a lot of cases, maybe they didn't deserve a vote of confidence at this point, but they had to. It was truly next man up. But it was such a great thing in Game 6 to watch the Warriors go back to who they were, say, 4 years ago. It was almost like a back-to-the-future lineup, if you will, that Steve Kerr put out there. And they got back to strength in numbers. That's been their hallmark over the last 5 years, and they got back to it a little bit in Game 6. And I think that's going to help them in this series, and if they move on to the NBA Finals, it will help them, because now I think Steve Kerr has a little more confidence in what he has on the bench, and those guys certainly know that Steve Kerr is not afraid to put them into a big moment.
All right, so from the Game 6 in Houston on Friday night, propelling us into this Game 1 matchup against the Blazers at Oracle Arena on Tuesday night, I want to look back at one more moment as Tim Roy and Jim Barnett had the call in Houston after the game. They spoke with Kevon Looney, and to lead into this, let's listen in to R.C. Davis.
Going into Game 6, without Kevin Durant, Steve Kerr knew he was going to need something from his bench. What happens? 11 points from Sean Livingston. Quinn Cook gives him 2 points. Jerebko with 2 points. Jordan Bell with 4. And 14 from Kevon Looney. After the game, Jim Barnett and Tim Roy spoke with our player of the game.
Last basket for the Warriors. 6:31 to go in the game. It's 3:48 now. Draymond penetrates. Bounce pass. Looney. Pump fake. Layup. Good. Around it down for Kevon Looney. The Warriors lead.
Warriors have a foul to give.
Gordon takes a dribble, bounce pass to Tucker, over to Gerald Green, right sideline, blocked by Looney, grabbed by Curry, he's fouled with 30.4 to go. Kevon Looney's downstairs, he's got the headset on, he's going to talk to us, and Kevon, I got to tell you, that's one of the most fun games I've ever had a chance to work, because it truly identified the strength in numbers slogan.
Everybody on the bench knew we had to step up without KD, and everybody knew we had to be aggressive, and we came out there and knew what we had to do. Everybody was aggressive and made plays, and we stuck together throughout the whole game.
When you're in a series like this, it didn't start the way you wanted for yourself personally, but you played these guys before. Yeah. How much of that familiarity helped you as this series continued?
It helped us a lot. We know this team really well. They know us really well, so we know it wasn't going to be easy. It's going to be up and down in this series. They're a really good team. We know if we stuck together and did what we were supposed to do and executed our game plan, that we would win out at the end, and that's what happened today.
Kevon, obviously, you play your stellar defense as usual. Uh-huh. But tonight, with the double team of Curry and Thompson, you were an outlet, and they had to give you the ball, and there was nothing else to do but for you to create something going to the basket. And you did that very well. Tell us how you accomplished that with your 14 points tonight.
We practice that every day in practice. You know, I've been here a few years, and we got a lot of great players. They always double team a lot. So our job is to make plays in the pocket. You got a great example with Draymond. He's probably the best in the league at it. So we've just been learning from him. And I feel like I did a good job of making an outlet pass, didn't turn the ball over, and being aggressive. You know, they told me to be aggressive and make sure I made plays, and that's what I tried to do.
Your poise under the basket and your pump fakes. You lost defenders that way, and you converted when the Warriors needed it.
Coming into the league, I struggled to finish, and I was getting my shot blocked, and I've been practicing that all my whole career, and definitely this summer I've been practicing a lot, and it didn't pay off.
And Kevon, final thing, those Splash Brothers, they're pretty good, aren't they?
Never ceases to amaze, you know. Game 6 Slay is a thing, and he always shows up when it's time. Steph did what he does always in the fourth quarter. He made shots and made big plays for us. And we pulled it out.
Yeah, and you know what? You get to go to the Western Conference Finals again, fifth straight year for the Warriors, and maybe the best thing for everybody involved, you get a couple days off.
Yes.
Thank you, Kevon. Great job.
All right, thanks.
All right, now we're inside the gym here at the Rakuten Performance Center as the Warriors are getting set for Tuesday night's Game 1, and we wrap things up with Tim Roy as we think back to Friday in Houston, a Game 6 that was so memorable for so many reasons. when you think of just specific moments from the game, what comes back to you?
Watching Steph nail a three right in front of their bench as he's falling away, and you can just see the body language of the Rockets just kind of shrink right there. They couldn't really believe what was going on, that they were losing again to the Warriors. The fact that that every guy off the bench came in and battled, I think that was striking. I thought it was a true strength in numbers moment, and I think it makes it one of the more special games of this incredible run. We've had so many great games to pick from, but this game six, Kevin Durant sidelined, going into this tough atmosphere, Houston really believing that this was the year they were going to beat the Warriors, and have all that, you know, come Golden State's way, just remarkable.
We are looking for more great moments in this series ahead. The Western Conference Finals, Warriors and Trailblazers. And we leave you with some of those sounds from Game 6 in Houston. I'm Lawrence Scott. This is Warrior Sound.
And now Curry gets it back. Pump fake. Bounce pass to Repko. Goes to the rim. Hand off. Livingston with a power slam with a right hand coming down the lane. A little elevation sensation for Sean Livingston. Curry, stutter step, comes to the right side. Lob up for Looney, who catches and lays it in. Low left, what a play.
I'll tell you what, that was the strangest lob and the longest one I might have ever seen.
And there's very few players would have thrown that pass. Steph Curry is one of them.
I've heard a lot of noise this series, for sure. I'll just leave it at that. And whether it's positive, negative, whatever the case is, like, I know what I'm capable of, and it's bigger than me. So I don't get caught up in that.
Curry handles, feeds Draymond, back to Curry, three look, right side, up and good! It's good! Curry from downtown! The Warriors lead by five. They've scored seven straight. It's 102-97. Curry down the lane to the rim, right hand, it's good!
He just beat Tucker, the toughest defender among the Rockets.
104-100 Warriors. Curry behind the back twice, leans, fades, fires. It's up and good! A three ball for Curry! Amazing!
Our story's crazy. It's been like that for the last 5 years, and it's going to continue to be until it's over.
2.3 to go. Chris Paul from the backcourt, from midcourt, lets it fly. It's up and off the rim, no good. And this one is over. And for the fifth consecutive year, the Golden State Warriors will go to the Western Conference Finals. And tonight, their championship medal, which has been forged in the fires of four previous NBA Finals, came to the forefront. Strength in numbers indeed tonight, as the Warriors emptied the bench and they went 118-113.